Joining me now is Democratic candidate Dana Nessel. Nessel has worked as an assistant prosecutor in the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. She also has experience as a defense attorney, and her case challenging bans on same-sex marriage became part of the cases that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. Dana Nessel, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Whoever wins the election will inherit legal cases started by the current Attorney General Bill Schuette, and those cases include the criminal prosecutions connected to the Flint water crisis. That's a situation where a lot of things have already happened, some people agreeing to cooperate in exchange for lesser charges. There's an independent prosecutor in place. How would you go about taking all of that over midstream?
I've been suspect of this investigation, quite frankly, from the beginning. I think a lot of this has to do with political expediency instead of justice. And so I want to re-review the investigation. I want to have career prosecutors, defense attorneys, retired judges, people who are not campaign contributors to any of the potential targets of the investigation, which frankly troubled me about Todd Floyd, the special prosecutor, because he had been a donor to Rick Snyder. So I'm going to take a second look at the investigation, make certain that all the people who have charges pending have been charged properly, and look to see if there's anybody who should have been charged but who hasn't been.
You've made Line 5, the oil and natural gas pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac, a core issue for your campaign. And the latest proposal negotiated by Governor Snyder would involve building new pipelines inside a tunnel buried 100 feet into the bedrock below the Straits. I should note here that the pipeline's owner, Enbridge Energy, is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. The concern is that there would be a spill in the Straits. What would you do about Line 5 as Attorney General?
I have maintained from the very beginning that I believe that Line 5 needs to be shut down and that it is the responsibility of the Attorney General to protect the state of Michigan and protect the public against what I think will be the biggest economic and ecological catastrophe of our time.
What would be the legal justification there for you to jump in that role?
Well, it's a violation of the easement. The easement is between Enbridge and the state of Michigan. And as the attorney for the state of Michigan, it's your job to enforce that contract. I would bring a case in the Court of Claims and ask for an immediate injunction that Line 5 be shut down.
Let's turn to the Elliott-Larsen Act, the Civil Rights Act passed in Michigan in the 1970s. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission announced recently it would begin treating LGBTQ people as a protected group under the act, and that was following guidance from some federal court rulings that said that that could qualify under sex discrimination. Bill Schuette opposed that move. Where do you stand on the issue?
I absolutely believe that the word sex, as defined in the Elliott-Larsen Act, encompasses sexual orientation and gender identity. And so I disagree with Bill Schuette's AG opinion. Statistically, you're talking about at least 500,000 people, maybe even more, who are state residents that have not been protected up until this point.
On Election Day, Michiganders will vote on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. You've come out in support of legalization. You've said that the war on pot has been an abject failure. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody recently did a series looking at other states that have already legalized pot. He spent some time in Colorado. And in his reporting, he found that law enforcement has seen some other issues come up. One of them is enforcing laws about driving under the influence. And one of the problems there is that the science for testing for drugs is lagging behind what we already have in place for testing for alcohol. Another issue is that illegal pot is being grown and shipped out of the state. How would you try to support law enforcement as new issues crop up because of legalization?
The thing is, we have lagged behind in testing. We want to know that you're under the influence at that particular moment and not that you consumed yesterday or last week or even last month. So there are these saliva tests, and they're pretty non-invasive. And, you know, these can be done roadside, and you can find out pretty quickly whether or not somebody has consumed marijuana within the last couple of hours. And hopefully we'll have the scientific data collected to ensure that, you know, we can work with the legislature to pass laws, just as we have with the preliminary breath test. And I think that we will have those mechanisms in place very quickly.
Recently, the state Supreme Court heard arguments about the people who were wrongly accused of filing false unemployment claims. And we now have a situation where the state says it's paid back the bulk of those claims of the money that it improperly garnished. But there's a class action lawsuit about it, and the state is also fighting that on a technicality, basically about when it was filed. As AG, how would you deal with that sort of thing where we have a situation where we know these people did nothing wrong, but yet the state is fighting against additional compensation to them that the people feel is justified?
We have to use the Office of Attorney General to see that justice is done, whatever justice is. And that doesn't mean using any kind of argument possible to defend the illegal actions of a government agency. Justice sometimes means settling those cases. Justice sometimes means admitting that the government acted in error.
If elected, there's a good chance you could be serving while Republicans still maintain control of both houses of the state legislature, and you'd obviously be in charge of enforcing laws that have been enacted by both majorities over the years throughout the history of the state. Are there laws that would be difficult for you to enforce given your own political preferences?
It's not about my political preferences. It's about upholding the Constitution. If you have laws that flagrantly violate the Constitution, I don't believe that it's your job as AG just to come up with whatever specious arguments you possibly can to defend a law. And so in those cases where the state legislature has recklessly disregarded tenets of the Constitution, I think that it's unethical to defend those laws.
Is there one that pops out for you that fits that model you just described?
There is. And let me give you an example of one we just saw. It had to do with the effort to rob teachers of 3% of their pensions.
And we should note that was the case where the state set aside 3% of teacher salaries to cover long-term benefits, but that money was eventually returned after a court case.
That was indefensible. It violated the Michigan Constitution. Now, the AG defended it. I believe he finally pulled out when it got to the Michigan Supreme Court, but it lost 0-7 with 5 Snyder appointees on that court. And so in my opinion, that would be the kind of case where, you know, you really could step forward and say, I'm sorry, but there's no viable defense here, and I'm not going to waste millions and millions of dollars of state taxpayers' money to defend a law which simply has no viable defense.
Dana Nessel is the Democratic candidate for state attorney general. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me.